profitable. It is the most money-making crop Afghan farmers can cultivate. They have grown poppy for many years. If we intend to stop the cultivation of poppy, we should introduce an alternative crop. International community has not done much about alternative crops in Afghanistan. They should suggest those alternative crops which are as profitable as opium poppy.
In Iran, drug smugglers are dealt with severely. The statistics show 46% of Iran's prisoners are behind bars for drug-related crimes. According to Iranian law, big drug traffickers must be executed. In recent years, sentencing big drug dealers to death has been criticized by the US and EU countries. In short, Iran is accused of human rights abuses when it comes to drug cartel members.
Their problem is with the Islamic Republic. They intend to criticize all Islamic Republic's behaviors and policies. The West does not care that Iran's policies and actions are legitimate. They only try to highlight the negative points. Western officials say executing drug smugglers is a violation of human rights. This encourages drug smugglers to use the political shield provided by Western countries to continue their illicit drug trade.
The detrimental effect these drugs have on the body and mind of people addicted to them, not to mention their families, are immense. Drug addiction can also bring families to their knees when it comes to money. And even if the addicted person manages to quit, there are long-lasting psychological and physical effects. According to the officials, the number of people who are full-blown drug users in Iran is around 1,300,000 to 2 million. So how much damage do these addicts do to the society?
In Iran and many other countries, more than 90% of HIV-positive cases are related to drug usage. HIV can be a major potential threat for any society, which makes a society become void of any identity. This will have damaging consequences for the society. A drug addict thinks only about drugs, so he spends most of his income on drugs. When he has no money to buy the drug, he starts to get it via illegal ways.
In the past decade, modern drugs like club drugs, stimulants, and prescription drugs have taken hold as well. These drugs are produced in underground laboratories. The raw materials for producing these drugs are the same as those used for many legal drugs. Therefore, those producing narcotics are either importing the materials they need themselves, or they're getting them through legal channels and abusing the system.
Industrial drugs are far more dangerous than natural narcotics. It seems that many small underground labs are producing such drugs. I think producers are educated, so they can't be identified. We should identify these labs, which are dens of corruption, and shut them down.
Synthetic drugs have euphoric and hallucinatory effects, which make the users go from one extreme to another. The effect industrially produced drugs have on the mind is very different from that of traditional drugs. Natural substances calm people down and make them indifferent toward the world around them, but industrial drugs bring on hallucinations.
Generally, opium consumers never suffer mental disorders like psychosis. Individuals who use industrial drugs like crystal or ecstasy might have delusions or hallucinations, which are symptoms of psychotic disorders.
We spoke to some former addicts, all of which have now quit. They told us about their feelings and experiences when they were addicted.
I realized my life is out of tune. I had problems sleeping or communicating with people. I was very nervous and I could not live the way I wanted. And I didn't have mental balance to continue my life.
I felt I was far away from my real self and I couldn't stand it. I had lost my things. I wanted to get out of that situation. So I decided to quit and seek medication.
Drug addiction enslaves the user psychologically and physically to such an extent that when the person tries to quit, they go through severe pain. Consequently, addicts resort to anything illegal or otherwise to get their hands on the stuff.
Our statistics suggest that over 50% of divorces, 25% of murders, 50% of violence against women, and 60% of violence against children are due to drug addiction. Addiction is harmful to our society. In our estimation, up to 70% of the prisoners are incarcerated for drug-related crimes. Therefore, if we rehabilitate drug addicts, we would reduce the amount of misdeeds and crimes in the society.
We went to the Judiciary Center for Statistics and Information Technology to ask Mr. Hamid Shahriari, head of the center, about the number of arrests and cases he sees related to the distribution of drugs in Iran's cities and villages.
Last year, 37,685 cases of drug addiction were opened in the courts. 72,872 cases were also opened for people who held psychedelics, opium, its derivatives, and heroin. Also, 80,681 cases of drug trade were brought to the courts in the previous year.
Educating people about the havoc drugs wreak on people's lives is one way of preventing more people from turning to drugs. In recent years, the silence surrounding drugs and addiction has been broken, and the government has launched nationwide programs to educate people about the side effects.
Previously, talking about some issues were taboo in our society. We could not talk freely about AIDS, sexual issues, or drugs. There was a belief that talking about these issues would lead to further spread of them. It will create curiosity. This is a mistake because if we don't provide the correct information, drug dealers will manipulate individuals with their incorrect information.
Spreading the word is done via talks in schools and universities. Films and sitcoms and animation videos have also been made to ram the point home via television.
We must educate our youths in schools and universities. We should start from junior high schools. It's highly critical. The atmosphere in schools is so influencing. Also, radio and TV channels can have many effects.
Iran's government, with the help of the UNODC, has launched the training programs in schools and universities across the country.
Last year, we developed a program named Home and School. We have done it for the first time in the country in cooperation with the UNODC. It was remarkably effective. Only 6 countries in the world run this program. We plan to develop it in the current year.
One of the best ways to fight drug addiction is to prevent people, especially the youth, from turning to narcotics in the first place. Officials believe that job creation is one of the most effective ways to prevent drug abuse in the country.
Job creation schemes can help reduce drug addiction because unemployment is one of the biggest culprits that our youths get addicted to drugs. Unconventional parties are another cause of drug addiction, which absorb our youths. That is why the average age of drug addiction in Iran has decreased.
Launching entertainment and educational programs for the youth is another way to prevent drug abuse.
There are various causes, one of them roots in genetics, meaning that some people are potentially more vulnerable to addiction. But one should not misunderstand that these people are hand-tied against addiction. Social factors are very important. When healthy recreation is not available, teenagers are more likely to use drugs.
Iran's anti-narcotics headquarters is in charge of coordinating the efforts and programs fighting drug abuse. Every organization, from the Interior Ministry to the police force, from the healthcare system to the education system and the media, must work together.
Police squads, security forces, the administration, the parliament, and the judiciary should cooperate with each other in order to prevent drug addiction in the society, since prevention is better than treatment. It requires the governments to undertake sustained and great efforts and look at the issue with prudence.
The Iranian government has changed its approach towards drug addiction in recent years. The government now adopts a social approach towards addiction, and it has asked effective social organizations and units to cooperate with it.
We asked athletic societies, press communities, including those who work for newspapers and journals, Basij groups, religious urologists, poets, artists, and benefactors to help and cooperate with us. We talked with each of these groups and agreed on their specific activities against the spread of drug addiction in the society.
Based on a new law on drug abuse, the government is obliged to set up drug rehabilitation clinics across the country, and drug addicts are obliged to check into these clinics voluntarily. If they don't check in voluntarily, the government must arrest them and put them in camps.
Article 15 of the anti-narcotics law says that drug addicts must check into rehabilitation clinics voluntarily. And Article 16 of the same law says those addicts who don't check in voluntarily are considered as criminals, so they should be arrested and taken to special camps. Last year, around 20,000 of these people were rehabilitated.
There are over 5,000 rehabilitation clinics and centers for addicts who voluntarily check in. Their medical expenses are highly subsidized by the government. Most of these centers are private.
We have about 5,300 drug rehabilitation centers, among which 4,647 centers are non-governmental, meaning 89%, which is a success regarding the private sector's participation and investment in the country.
Iran's success as a nation depends on its large youth population, but drugs can seriously stunt development and create problems where security is concerned. The new approach Iranian officials have adopted towards drugs and addiction in recent years has been very influential in helping victims kick the habit. But to prevent drugs from being trafficked into the country via Iran's eastern borders, an international effort is needed.